from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Red Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Hall.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we are waiting with bated breath for every update on Caleb Williams. What have you seen of him thus far? How does he look as a player? How quickly will this transition into the NFL be going?
That's what we got to find out, right? Those are questions that we're going to have to answer in the weeks and months ahead, and I thought Matt Eberflus did a good job trying to explain yesterday that it's not going to be a straight line in terms of improvement, that there are going to be some bumpy days in the process, and some of that's by design, right? You are trying to introduce him to stuff that he hasn't seen before. Certainly, he hasn't seen before with the level of speed and size that you get in the NFL. Windows don't open as wide, and they close a heck of a lot quicker in the National Football League than they do in college, or the what was the Pac-12, where for a lot of those programs it was defense optional. So, we got to see. They haven't had pads on yet, so you're kind of simulating what might look like a pass rush for them. Even when they do put pads on, there's no contact. But you like what you see. You like the movement skills. You like his ability to react. The ball seems like it's coming out in a relatively timely manner. So we'll see. But it's all positive to this point.
Brad, after three practices, do we have any more clarity how they're going to treat Braxton Jones? Is he injured? Is it a residue from last season? Are they concerned enough to go out and keep the lines of communication open with David Bakhtiari? Is Larry Borum the key backup there?
Braxton Jones had the neck injury that forced him to miss, I believe it was 6 games last season. And after he came back from that, he talked about, still being aware of that. I don't know that he was totally over it. I've been told by multiple people that the issue that cropped up here for him late in the spring was not related to the neck issue from last season. So I would take that as a positive. He's done a little bit more since camp opened up. And I think when we talk about where they're at in July, they're going to go real easy with these guys, with the goal being of, having them ready moving forward. And Matt Eberflus has said this a couple times, that one of the key factors in decisions regarding playing time for Caleb Williams in preseason will be what five offensive linemen can they put out there? Like, if the starting five aren't ready to roll, you're either not going to see the quarterback, or you're going to see less of them, or it's going to be handing off more. I don't know exactly what they would do, but multiple times already he's mentioned that's a big factor there. And people keep asking how much is he going to play in preseason? And I don't think he's going to play some inordinately high number of snaps. And I think Eberflus is kind of explaining to people, like, there's a reason they're doing ones versus ones in practices, that they want to give him the best looks possible. There's a reason why they've got a practice scrimmage with the Cincinnati Bengals. So you'll see him in preseason action, but I don't think it's going to be an outlier in terms of, wow, would you look at what the Bears did with their starting unit?
You know, I thought that we understood kind of who their starting lineup was going to be, who was in the running for that. The center position, it surprised me that they're kind of going day to day with that. How long will they go with that, and is that a legitimate positional battle?
Well, Ryan Bates first up, and the guy that you saw first in the spring and you saw first when camp opened here, they're not going to just hand it to him. So, and I think they want Coleman Shelton trained as well. So I think Bates is the guy that ends up winning this job. I don't know that it'll happen in the next week. I would think they'd want to have that settled with a solid 3 weeks to go anyway, if not a little bit more. But they're hoping to have not only a better line this season, the starting five, but they're hoping to have improved depth. And their depth has been put to the test more than they would have wanted it to be the past couple of years. And then you've looked at it when that's happened and you've been like, that's what you get when you're using backup offensive linemen. That's what you've had to say in several cases anyway. So they're hoping that, Shelton and Bates give them some coverage on the interior if they have something happen. And that's not just at center, that's at the guard position as well. And we've seen Nate Davis miss time, and we know that Tevin Jenkins is a guy who historically has had some things pop up.
Brad, the Bears will give Jonathan Owens time off to go to Paris to watch his wife Simone Biles compete in the Olympics. He'll miss 7 practices and the Hall of Fame game in Canton. And while the Bears can look at that and say, hey, this is a source of pride and this is a great thing, and look at how we treat our players, I think it's terrific. I also wonder if they are establishing a precedent that players might take advantage of or try to down the road. What do you think about the decision? And do you think that this could be a slippery slope?
Well, I mean, I guess if some of these players find a bunch of single available Olympic athletes, that it could be a slippery slope.
No, not that. This is a personal event that he's being excused to attend. If you want to argument, there could be other events in people's lives that don't necessarily rise to the level of an Olympic competition.
Rib store opening?
I'm just saying, you don't see this happen all the time. Not every team would do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most teams would do it. And Owens, listen, he was here for all the off-season stuff. They started camp basically a week before everybody else. So when you talk about the time he's going to miss, I think they're going to be all right. When you look at that depth chart right now that they've got at that safety position, at least entering camp, you know, he looks to me like, well, there's your third safety. Like if he's the guy that could really push Elijah Hicks, who's going to be going into year three, former seventh round pick, hasn't had a ton of opportunities, hasn't been great. So I think Owens is that third safety for them, and I don't think that a trip to Paris to see his wife compete in the Olympics is going to challenge him making the roster, and I don't see this causing them problems. I mean, when guys come to them to miss time, that's a case by case decision, and this is certainly a unique situation with his wife being a well-known Olympic athlete.
I'm curious, Brad. We saw the NFL does this top 100 list. Congratulations. Everyone kind of loves to watch it. Montez Sweat came in at 82. It's the first time he's been on that list. He was a first-time Pro Bowler with the Bears last year. He obviously has gotten paid now. Can they sell the idea that you get a lot of kind of public scrutiny, that you get a lot more eyes on you with the Bears than you would at other places when they go to free agency again? I mean, does Montez Sweat, was he an underrated player who finally is getting his due, or does being in Chicago help you get your due?
I think there's a little bit of both there. You know, he was a talented player in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
On a defensive line that had a lot of other talented guys too. So you're trying to pick and choose. Well, who's the engine here? Who makes it happen? Who's benefiting from the production of the top guy? You know, how does that work? And then Chicago, the spotlight that comes with it, that's very real as well, especially when the Bears are doing well, which they weren't doing well when Montez arrived. And then what were they, 5-3 in the final eight games? They played some better football. So I could see both sides of that being true. Now, that NFL top 100, I've seen some of this balloting, like the league, the network sends hardworking people around to the teams with clipboards, and they're catching players after practice. Hey, would you like to vote for the NFL top 100? And you know, the guy just came off a practice field. He's probably trying to warm up. It's like mid December. He's been outside for 2.5 hours, and it's butt cold out there. And it's just kind of like the guy's got like glazed blank stare. You know, well, you know, there's Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. You know, and so the voting for this, I'm not sure how scientific it is, but certainly provides the network with programming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Camp gets rolling.
All right, Brad, so you've been there a long time. You've had first impressions of new quarterbacks, going back to Cordell Stewart, Rex Grossman, Mitch, Jay, Justin Fields, Kyle Orton. How would you compare the first impression of Caleb Williams at training camp, running this team in charge of what happens next, to other experiences that you've watched?
I think it's positive. Although, you know, you're out there for Justin and Mitch, and you're watching that as it starts, and you're looking for the positive, and it generally is positive when it's there's no pads, there's no contact, it's at a slower tempo. You know, these first handful of practices, you know, there's walkthrough periods of practices where they want to make sure when they get going full speed that everything's done correctly. You know, the coaches feel like they're, you know, teachers on the grass. But I think it's been positive with Caleb. He certainly like his attitude, you like how his teammates are reacting to him. You like, you know, him being really clear that he wants to learn, that he knows that he's got to dive into that. So I think everything about it to this point has been very positive. The Bears have just got to see if he's the guy that they can finally develop and break through with.
If you could wish something upon them, what would it be? In other words, when you look at their team, their roster, how they're put together, what are they short?
Boy, you know, like, you're going to have natural questions about the pass rush, but I don't know that there's a solution out there. Like, the people have talked for a month and a half, 2 months about signing Yannick Ngakoue. If they sign Yannick Ngakoue, I would be of the opinion that you've still got pass rush questions opposite Montez Sweat. Like, I saw him last year, and I don't think he did a ton. And he's coming back off a ankle injury that looked pretty gruesome. So, if you add Ngakoue to the roster, do you still have the same issue? That would be what I would wonder about. But they need to stay healthy, right? These guys need to get off to a positive start in the regular season. It's still a really young roster. I think it's real when you talk about players and teams and coaches needing to learn how to win, right? So if they could get off to a decent start, then you'd see some confidence starting to grow. And we've all seen that before in some of these really good seasons that the Bears have had. They get a little confidence going that gets contagious. And then, you know, before you know it, you're on a roll that can stretch from 1 month to the next.
Dolphins hosted Yannick Ngakoue and Emmanuel Ogba yesterday. We're curious to see what they decide to do because they're trying to find a pass rusher to replace Shaq Barrett. obviously getting to the quarterback matters because the quarterbacks in the division are very, very good. One of them, Jordan Love, is staging his old own hold-in. Not a hold-out, he's a hold-in. Wants a new contract extension until he gets one. He's not going to practice, Brad. I don't think this is a huge story yet, but it does bear monitoring. What do you think about the whole situation in Green Bay?
Yeah, they got to pay him. You know, they took their time getting to him, right? And when I say getting to him, like putting him in a position to play, because Rodgers was still at such a high level. I think Aaron had two MVP seasons after they had used the first round pick on Jordan Love, and so they didn't have the benefit really of that rookie contract. And the level to which he performed last season, with especially considering how things were kind of moving around him, how young the wide receivers were, some of them were banged up. They're going to have to open up the bank vaults in Brown County, Wisconsin, and pay him. And I'd agree that it's not an issue right now. You would imagine they've been working pretty diligently on that for quite a while. And we'll see where that heads. But the pay for these quarterbacks, guys, it's going through the roof. You know, like you take a look at it right now and you say, okay, where's the top five? Where's the top 10? If Caleb Williams is a player, right? If he becomes the quarterback that Bears fans have been pining to see for, you know, 70, 80 years, some of the more senior Bears fans that are out there, where is that thing at in 2027 when he can say, hey, I've put in 3 years, I want a new contract? Like, is it a $70 million a year quarterback? Is it a $75 million? I don't know, but the pay for that position, the elite ones, it keeps climbing. And if you don't have an elite quarterback, the Bears are evidence that it's impossible to compete on a consistent basis.
Yeah, holy cow, that is so much money, and I'm not arguing with you. It's going to go through the roof. I wonder.
It already has. I mean, we're
yeah, it already has.
Jordan Love could be among the top five quarterbacks paid in the NFL.
So have receivers.
Yeah.
You know, that rookie contract.
Well, how about the guard market?
Like, yeah,
Kevin Jenkins was talking about it yesterday. That, you know, they told my agents that nothing until after the bye week. Quinn Miners, who was playing at Wisconsin Whitewater, I believe, was a great, great story at the Senior Bowl a couple years ago. Just got an $80 million four-year contract from the Denver Broncos. I believe he became the fifth guard to get a deal averaging $20 million a season. He's not at the top of that guard market, but he's darn close to it. So you're talking about an interior offensive lineman at more than $20 million a year. And the Quinn Miners story is simply, you know, fantastic, to come from Whitewater to get drafted and then get paid like that.
Emmanuel Ogbah just signed a one-year, $5 million deal with Miami.
And you know, last Friday, when the Bears had Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus talk, Poles brought up the defensive end situation unprompted. Like, that was in his opening remarks. He started talking about the pass rush situation. And part of me thought that, well, this is sort of a – and he said, you know, we want to see what the guys we have can do. We like them. Part of me wondered if that was a preemptive, like, we're not going to pay you a ton of money to come here. Like, we do have other guys. Like, so, they paid Ngakoue $10 million last year.
Right.
If the going rate is
1 year for $5 million, you could probably find that in the couches at Ellis Hall.
Oh, they've got the money for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to get your $5 million out of them? Because you you sure as heck didn't get your 10 out of him last year, right? I mean, he didn't even come close to that. So
between him and you know, the defensive tackle, you lost quite a bit of firepower. I'm not saying they were good, but you lost a certain amount of production. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you did. They did. And he could come in and maybe be a little bit better this season. You gotta see where he's at medically.
Yeah.
Like you can't look at clips of him running around a goalpost on some high school field in Florida and determine that he's healthy. But I'd still have questions about the depth of their pass rush if he was on the roster and had a uniform.
Good stuff, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. See you, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
That is Brad Biggs, football man of the Chicago Tribune.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.